I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. 350 people have been detained in connection with the deadly India train bombings this week that killed nearly 200. The attacks impacted a street children's ministry. World Vision's Israel Nanda says 7 street children had been affected by the bombings. Dave DeGroat of Mission India, Grand Rapids, Michigan, says their partners also witnessed the explosion and then got hurt in the stampede. He's urging Christians to pray for workers in the field. And Transworld Radio is asking people to pray and to give to help keep Christian radio beaming from the island of Guam. Last Friday, part of one of their antennas fell during what they're calling heavy weather that forced programming off the air for 4 days. TWR needed extra help. What came next was amazing. A visiting church from the United States happened to be there and became available to assist with the repairs. Transworld Radio was back on the air late last week. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More information on these and other stories can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.